Welcome to the Pair Fair Podcast Show. Without further ado, here's your host, Maria and George.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Pair Fair today. And today's story is about putting logs in a fire. And it's about keeping your motivation and keeping it up and trying to keep pushing yourself forward and forward. Very interesting story I've come across. As I look at the story, and it gives you a few things that you can do. So let's listen to our story. When we get back, we'll talk about some things that stood out to us, some things that are still confusing, and then some things that we agree with. All right, we'll see you in a few seconds.
Tom went to see his mentor, Joe, as he was feeling frustrated. It was a cold winter's night and the mentor had his fire going. "What's your problem, Tom?" the mentor asked. "I just can't seem to find the motivation required to finish a project that I'm working on at the moment." "Why not?" responded Joe. "Is that all you can say?" asked Tom. "I need time to think. Can you put that log on the fire?" "Okay." They sat in silence for a few minutes, watching the fire burn. "So, what should I do about my motivation levels?" asked Tom. "Put another log on the fire." "Okay, but can we talk about my motivation levels afterwards?" "Just let me think for a while," replied Joe. They waited for a few more minutes as the fire crackled. "Do you have an answer yet?" Tom asked impatiently. "I just a little more time. Can you put that log on the fire?" "Yes, but then I want an answer. You're supposed to be my mentor," said Tom. The log went on and Joe turned to face his young protege. "Motivation is like a fire, it will die off if you don't keep giving it fuel to keep it burning." "How do I do that?" inquired Tom. "There are 5 logs you can use, so whenever you feel the fire is fading, ask yourself these questions. What got you started? What is your goal? What can you learn today? What action can I take right now? Which positive people can I hang out with who will influence me?" Tom smiled and jumped to his feet. "What, going already?" asked Joe. "You bet," Tom replied. "I have work to do. I can feel the fire rising already. I don't know about you, but there are occasions when my motivation levels wane. I love the old Zig Ziglar quote that says, people often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing, and that's why we recommend it daily."
Welcome back from our story. As I listened to that story and I heard that story, I think I got the story a couple weeks ago, and I just been looking at how motivation affects a lot of us in a lot of different ways, and how sometimes my motivation is not there. And I have to go and look and figure out what's going on. Some things that stood out to me when I looked at that story were the questions that they had for when you lose your motivation. And the question is, what got you started? What is your goal? What can you learn today? What actions can I take right now? What positive people can I hang out with who will influence me? And number 5 is probably the most important one for me at this time, because there's 5 questions that you have. They may fluctuate. Number 1 may be number 3, number 5 may be, it all depends on the particular season or where you are at that time. Surrounding yourself with positive people is so important, because if you don't surround yourself with positive people, it's going to drag you down. And I at my current work site, I'm trying to surround myself with positive people. People who, if something went wrong or something went, they wouldn't give me the yay and nay. They would give me, hey, let's do this. Let's try this. Let's try that. And so I'm attracted to those people, not in a physical way, but just mentally and in stimulating way of how those are the people I need to be around. Because I can go find those people who are down on their luck and everything's not going to work out. And, you know, the sky's falling. We have those. Those people are a dime a dozen. But to surround yourself with positive people, that's what it's all about. I had this, one of our colleagues, her daughter is graduating from college this weekend. And I told her, she's, you know, driving out to the graduation, whatever. And I told her, I said, hey, She's driving out by herself. And I said, you be safe, you know, be safe out there. And I said, if anything happens, you know, give us a call. Give me a call. We'll come get you, whatever we need to do. You know, she's, oh, my car's fine. I said, well, you know, just to let you know. Those are the kind of people that you need in your corner. People that during a crisis, they're going to look at something that is maybe negative at the time, but they're going to turn into a positive situation. And you've got to constantly put people who are positive, who want to do things. We had this conversation yesterday, how we want people who, when we do things, we want that positive energy that comes off you, that positive flow, that positive energy that when you walk with that person or you're around that person, it's just coming off you. We've been around people that had that negative energy and just the fire, like the story, the fire was just barely burning and you have so much you want to do. And they're just dragging through life. But other people just excited about the next day, excited about the next chapter. And as I look at this podcast and as I do the podcast, every day I have that little fire in my belly. And it's not a small fire. I keep throwing a log on it. Every day that I make a podcast, I'm putting another log on the fire to keep myself going. And I'm not saying it's easy. But if it's something that you're interested in doing, it's not that hard. When you find that putting that log on that fire, it's really not that hard. Because you have to become, the biggest thing for me is being prepared. It's not just sitting here just talking through the mic. I have to have my show notes. I have to have everything organized so that the show has like a format going to it. I've learned this as I keep going. You got to be organized. You got to have your stuff together. And you got to have that passion of writing notes and picking up stories and living life. And if you don't do that, you're going to lose that passion, whatever you're doing. It doesn't really matter what you're doing. If you're not passionate about it, if you're not into it, it's not going to happen. And just like I mentioned a couple of days ago, someone offered me a challenge that we're doing at our job. And they came by my space yesterday and said, hey, you've been practicing? You know, so they're checking. In a positive way, not a negative way. They're trying to embarrass me. They say, hey, you know what? I got to keep you accountable of what's going to happen in a few days. You have time. I don't want you to, you know, I don't want to something to happen and then it doesn't happen. So another thing that was kind of confusing to me is why do we lose our motivation? Why do we start something and then we lose our motivation? Why do we start stuff and we lose our motivation? And that's a great one. I would love for someone to tell me why they lose their motivation. And sometimes it's usually two or three things. Number one, they feel that the time they're putting into it is not worth the money. Because some people, they only do things because they're motivated by money. And number two is sometimes I think people just lose interest. They lose interest and they go on to the next thing. They thought they were passionate about it, but then they lose interest on it. I was watching one of these YouTuber influencers or whatever on TV, whatever you want to call them. And he was stating that he was moving. He's moving a new office. And he was talking about how he started in his office in his house. And then he got another office. And I thought the office he had at the present time was nice. But he said, oh, no, we're doing bigger and better things. We got a bigger office and like a warehouse. And we're going to do this. And we're going to do that. And I said, those are the people that you want to actually subscribe to, follow. People who are constantly thinking of what to do next. They're constantly pushing and putting more logs on their fire. And that's one thing I have to tell myself is you keep putting logs on your fire. You keep that passion going, because not everyone's going to have that. Not everyone's going to be passionate about what you're doing, but you don't worry about their passion because they don't know what's inside of you. As I look at that story and I read the story and I listened to the story, we're all going to struggle with sometimes our fire does get low. That's just human nature. We get tired. we're not energized. We're working. We're providing content. We're producing things. But if it's something that you're passionate about, you got to just keep throwing logs in that fire. And I see that at the current where I am now, my fire is getting low. My fire is getting low at certain places of the day, certain parts of the day, my fire is getting low. And I have to remind myself during that low part of the day when my fire is getting low, I got to put an extra log on my fire to make sure that I keep pushing myself. And I'm not saying it's easy, because last week, it was probably one of the slowest weeks ever. But I got to keep myself motivated. I got to keep myself in a good spirit. And I got to just keep trying new things and looking for new things to keep me going. And not just go from new things to new things, but incorporate the old things. Bring back some things that are old that you're passionate about and use those again. Because a lot of times we're passionate about things that we think are new, but they're just repackaged a different way. They just put them in a different package and they sold us the same thing, but it just looks different. It just looks different. And we got to keep that passion in us. And as I look at the logs that I put in myself or the logs I put on my fire every day, sometimes I really wonder. And as I go, I was like, wow, things are really getting better. Things are getting better. How are you finding the strength? And sometimes I question myself. Today, as I got up and I took care of some things I have to take care of every day, and I'm trying to say, wow, how did you find this energy? I thought you were tired. But it wasn't a big deal. And when you know when you're passionate about something, because if it's 2:30, 3:30 o'clock in the morning and you wake up and you're ready to go to work and you work all day and you can do it over and over and over again, that's when you're passionate about it. I was thinking about how a long time ago, I was talking to a police officer, and he was a canine police officer. And I asked them about their dogs. I go, well, where do you guys get these dogs from? You know, the kennel, you get them from, you know, the pound. Or she goes, oh, they're like, oh, no, these dogs, they're, you know, we get them from overseas in a different country. I said, a different country. He says, oh, yeah, they're very, you know, these dogs cost us $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. And I said, 56. He said, yeah, they're average dogs. I go, what do you mean they're not the average dog? He goes, they're not the average dogs. They go through a special training, and we have to realize they have to cut make the cut, and they have to be a certain way. They said one of the activities they give the dogs, and we all do this with our dog, is they have a stick or something, and they throw the stick. They throw the stick out there, and the dog brings it back. And so that's great. They throw it again. They throw about two or three times. And they said the ones that after the 70th throw, if they're still just waiting to throw it again and waiting and keep throwing that stick, and they don't care if they're tired or not, those are the dogs that get to the next level. They take them to the train. They take them to the canine training. But the ones who stop after a certain period of time, who give up, who don't really care, they eliminate those dogs. And that's how life is kind of for us, is that every day someone throws us a stick, we have to go out there and get it and keep moving, bring it back, and then recharge and get some water and keep doing it over and over again. And we have to realize that's how we are. We're constantly looking for better and keep pushing yourself over and over again. And as I see and I watch people who are constantly, they don't, from the first day to the last day, they have the same passion about them. They never lost the passion. They're not just dragging through the job, not trying to drag to the end. And one of the things I like to watch and I like to do is I like to take, you know, runs or walks or whatever. And I was watching these people the other day, and they were running and I was running. And I wasn't running fast, but I was still moving. The ones who, no matter how fast you're going, as long as you get to your goal and you don't quit, you'll be fine. But the ones who give up so easy, you know, those are the ones that you, people that you don't want to be around. You don't want to keep giving around. I was thinking, my wife and I always talk about how you got to keep being consistent and persistent. And that's one of the things that we talked about, is being consistent and persistent. So when we started, dating and hanging out, she was really big on being consistent every day and being persistent. And just constantly every day that we had our date, she wanted it at a certain time, certain place, and it had to be on a certain day. And I was trying to figure out why she was like this. And she was giving me a little test on how she wanted me to be consistent and persistent about our relationship. And that told me something about her. That's how she is about her job and how she is about her endeavors. That what she does is she's very consistent and she's very persistent. And some people don't like people like that. But then again, you know, those people like that are consistent and persistent every time. You can count on those people. And I was looking through scrolling through the Instagram the other day, and I noticed there's a certain pattern going on with my Instagram account. I noticed there's some people that post every now and then, and there's some people that post every day, all day, every day, all day. And they do not stop whatever they're doing. They're very consistent with it and they're persistent about it. And they don't care what they're posting. Well, to a certain extent, they do care. But they're very consistent about telling people about what's going on in their life. And one thing I notice about the people who are very consistent, and there's one particular person I'm thinking about, I always see them smiling. I always see them smiling. No matter what picture they post up there, it's always a picture of them doing something awesome. It's always them doing something very awesome. They're always smiling. They're always happy. But I don't know what's going on after the picture is snapped. But I do know during that picture and every picture that I have of them doing the Instagram, they are smiling. And when I see that smile every time that I open up their Instagram, I'm like, okay, all right. That made my day. That's stuff like that. That's those logs you have to put on your fire when you open up the Instagram and you're looking for that person's picture or whatever they're doing to motivate you to get better. Because not everyone and every, you can't always motivate yourself. Sometimes you're going to have to find other people to motivate you. And then after you find those people who motivate you, then you can motivate people or you motivate yourself, because there's that intrinsic motivation and there's that external motivation. Those are things that you kind of constantly have to pull and put on your fire every day to keep yourself going. You got to keep yourself moving. You got to keep yourself going every day. And I know some days you look over at that wood pile and it's very thin and you're going to have to go find some more wood to put on your pile. And it's just simple. You put more wood on your pile. You go find that wood. And I refer to this book that I read every year, and it's not a high level book. It's a Gary Polson book. It's called Hatchet. I talked about it before. And one of the struggles of the little boy who has out in the woods is he's trying to start a fire. And then eventually when he starts this fire, he talks about how the fire is his friend, because it provides so much for him. It provides a friend. It provides him able to cook. It provides him protection away from the animals that are out there. Also, it's summertime, so the mosquitoes are going away. And he tells himself every day that no matter what he's doing, that fire must stay lit. That fire must stay lit, and it cannot go out. Anything else could go wrong, but he still has to keep that fire going, because that fire provides a lot. So I want you to think about today, as you go out there today, look at your wood pile that's over there. Do you have a lot of logs to put on your fire? Or do you need to go out and get you some logs to put on that fire to keep yourself going? And the logs are always around you. You don't have to look far for those logs. You really don't have to look far for those logs to find your motivation. Just look around you. There's so many things that can motivate you to do a lot more. I know myself, as I look around where I am right now, I got like 15 things I need to get done today. Will I get them done? No. That's just too much to get done in one day. But you know what? I say 15. Yeah, 15 things I need to get done. But that's my list. That's not my wife's list. That's not my son's list. So I got 15 things I would love to get done today. But if I don't, if I get one third of them done, and I get one third of them done the next day, I'm getting my list down. But all those things that I'm doing are going to require some motivation for me to get them done. And I got to think about, like they said, one of the things you have to look at is your goals for today. Each day that you wake up, have some goals set for yourself. And if it's just the smallest thing of some people, be honest with you, if it's just taking a shower and getting clean, if that's your goal for today, if you're down that deep of just getting small steps day after day. And if you have larger goals, and I be honest with you, your goals should be so out there that you know you can't attain them. But you somehow or another, they're so far out there. But you got to put them way out there. So they're not easily accomplished in like 2 seconds. Those aren't really goals. You want your goals to be so far out there that when you tell yourself these goals, you just shake your head and say, oh boy, I don't know. But then again, that's the great thing about achieving. That's the great thing about achieving is your goal should be so, so out there. Okay. Once again, thank you for joining us on the Pair Affair, and we will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Love this episode of the Pair Affair podcast? Head over to SoundCloud to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. Thank you.